Blog Talk Radio.
Out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
One for the baby. jamming with the King.
Exclusive hot new mix.
Yeah.
fellas at? Where my fellas at? Yeah.
If you ain't giving, then you ain't getting. It's not that kind of show. If you ain't giving, then you ain't getting. That's not how it goes.
Now I'm not saying that I'm a gold digger, but my time sure ain't free. And as precious as life is, there's too many places that I can't be. So
if
baby,
you ain't giving, then you ain't getting. It's not that kind of show. If you ain't giving, then you ain't getting. That's not how it goes.
See, money ain't everything. I would rather have your love. And if you really want me, I will demand your respect and trust. So
if you ain't giving, then you ain't getting. It's not that kind of show.
It's not that kind of show.
If you ain't giving,
you ain't getting.
You ain't getting.
So ain't getting.
That's not how it goes.
Not how it goes. You gotta give me your love. You gotta give me your trust. I demand your respect. Yeah. You gotta give me your love. You gotta give me your respect. You gotta give me your trust. Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you ain't giving,
if you ain't giving,
if you ain't getting,
if you ain't getting,
it's not that kind of show.
It's not that kind of show.
If you ain't giving, then you ain't getting. That's not how it goes.
Ooh. back in the building, man. Back at you with another one.
I swear to God, she's a keeper.
Keeper.
All folks don't pray, she's a
keeper. Keeper.
On my soul. I knew I found me something special. And anytime I wanna do it, she's stopping what she's doing. Ooh-wee. Things get a little extra. Stay concerned about my needs. Most times by what I want. But you know what? She said what I want. A lot of things I used to do, now I don't. I see her party with my friends, but can't stay too long. Let me explain what's understood. That girl, my superstar. And on a scale from 1 to 10, let's say she top the chart. And now I know I found a good love. I knew I found me something special. A lot of things I used to do, now I don't. I see a party with my friends. Party with my friends, but can't stay too long.
Keeper, keeper.
On phone, them gray, Jesus.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G. Yeah.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Whatever y'all drinking. I got Mr. Avery Ross, Sweet Pea. And Miss Making Love in the building right now. And we get this show on the way. And you y'all know what I mean? It's crazy out here. It's crazy. What's up, my piece?
Yo, what's up? It's your girl, Miss Making Them Laugh. Y'all tuned in to the best radio show in the world. Hey!
That's what's up. Let's do it. Where you at? Sweet Pea, where you at?
I'm out here walking this damn dog, so I got it on mute. So y'all don't hear all the crap going on.
Okay, I'm tuning in. Welcome, everybody.
He know when I'm about to go on the air, so every time he hear me put the phone on speakerphone with the music, he start turning in circles.
Is he single? Ooh, the dog? Yeah.
Is that really what you want, a dog? You really want a dog?
I mean, I just broke up with a dog. Not too long ago.
That dog in Texas.
Go ahead and tell them how to inbox.
Yeah, be careful. There's a bunch of barking going on up here.
Hey, everybody,
you
want tonight?
Like, this is my baby. Oh, no, you can't talk to my baby.
Oh, I ain't going to break his heart. I might break his pockets, but I ain't going to break his heart.
That's you're going to be in for a rude awakening.
No, he is.
She says she going to give him a run for some money. He going to beat you because he got four legs. You ain't having two.
I could tie my arms and some legs.
I see. Baby says she going to get on all four then.
Yeah,
I hear you. Lord have mercy. So what's going on, man? What's happening tonight? What done happened today? I missed some shit.
I ain't got too much going on. I know I'm here now. In a little while, of course, I got to tap in with my people. I'm gonna do the show while I'm taking care of business and take care of business while I'm doing the show because I'm a business woman, you know. But I'm heading out tonight to Indiana to go. I got invited out to do a little hosting tonight.
Okay.
And we had some kind of, I don't know, what they was started out as a nice little shower, then it turned into a brisk rain. It was a thunderstorm, then it sounded like some damn rocks hit the window, and
oh,
now ain't nothing going on. We just chilling.
Yeah,
out.
It was hitting like a motherfucker up there.
Sound like you need to be chilling in the basement, shit. You outside?
It's over with.
The way it was healing up the other day, I feel for anybody outside. I know that shit was painful.
Look, that's exactly how Houston go, man. Everything over with now. It's all over with.
Yeah, he'll be coming down like rocks and shit. I be throwing them motherfuckers back up at him.
It's like Scotty B say, oh, it's that quiet out here.
You don't hear nothing. Oh, Scotty D.
Man, this is a circus.
Is the rest of the team tuned in? Because you know I got a topic.
What's the topic?
I want to know, why do y'all think that marriages back then lasted longer than marriages do now? Because if y'all haven't noticed, though, I be knowing motherfuckers that get married, and they only be married for 2 months and 2 years and shit, and they get a divorce. But back then, our grandmothers and grandfathers and stuff, they was together 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Money wasn't involved.
Yeah, I agree. Nowadays, women able to do, you know what I'm saying, women able to do on their own. We able to do so much stuff that we don't really have to depend on a man as much as we used to have to.
No, women, not all of them, but most of them want a man to finance them these days.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get me this, if you can't buy me that, then another man will. Well, let me drop you off at his house. And see what he do.
Because back then, women had to stay home and take care of the family. You know what I'm saying? The kids cook, clean, or whatever. And the men, you know, usually go out and work. But women nowadays, you know, it's making their own money. Some women, like you said, there's still some women that, you know, depend on men.
Some stay home and don't even cook now.
Oh, really?
Right.
I wouldn't even spend the night at that bitch crib.
There you have it.
Hello.
Let alone live with them.
They think that they got on a wig and fake lashes and a BBL, a man probably sit up there and say, oh, I'm just going to go out my way.
How about he's right here?
But that's only a fool that's sitting there attracted
by all
that. Somebody say hello. Oh, go ahead. Somebody say hello. Go ahead.
Well, look, y'all. Have love, man. He said nothing. I'm going to have love give his answer before I say something.
Give my answer about what? The love?
Huh?
Baked it? Well, to be honest, I'm going to say this here. Back then, it was real love. Ain't no more real love.
What are you... How can you describe real love? Can you describe that? Can you break that down for me?
I tell you this here, girl. Back then, women and men valued each other. Today... It's no value without value. Because if you ain't worth nothing, don't nobody want to be with you.
Well, today is about what you can get out of somebody.
Now, I tell you what, that's a short way. That's a real easy way to say what I was going to say, honestly. Because the way I look at it, from both sides and as a married person, for one, like you said, females are looking for a certain type of person to marry or else they don't want to be married. A lot of females don't need to be married these days. They don't need that security. They don't have to do exactly what you say or else, you know, I won't have anywhere to stay and that kind of thing. Then, on the flip side, with the men, right, it's not cheaper to keep her no more. You feel me? It's
right.
It's cheaper to let her go. You feel me? It's cheaper to keep her if y'all are family, but just you and her, it's easy to let that go and go ahead. And also, that brings back the real love. If y'all don't really love each other, then if you looking for something and he looking for something. So if he ain't got it like this and he ain't got this kind of car, you don't want it. And if she don't look like this, if she don't cook like this, if she don't do this and do all of this, then they don't want her.
Yeah.
At least women will take an ugly ass nigga as long as he got the money. The niggas want you to look good. They want you to cook. They want you to do everything.
They want sex every 10 minutes.
And it's cool
if they do right by you.
But a lot of them is not ready to even be in a position, be in that predicament.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with saying that you're not ready for that either. People need to quit, you know, playing themselves up, making it like that. If you're not ready to get married, don't get married. If you're not ready to be in a relationship, don't be in a relationship. Because marriage is a relationship. It's a relationship with a piece of paper. But guess what? I'm from Texas. So after 6 months, if I say we married anyway. After 3 months, I say we married. Nobody can say we ain't married. That's the law.
If we
break up, we have to do it the same way as a divorce. We got to split everything. So that's why I said the piece of paper is not as much as everybody make it up to be if your relationship ain't right. If y'all don't love each other, if you don't care about each other, and this not what you want for real, wasting your damn time, you wasting the judge time, you wasting money, you know what I'm saying? All of that.
Yeah.
So sweet.
You wasting your family member time.
Hey, sweetie.
Huh?
So, when the last time have a guy bought you flowers? You say you're married, right?
Yeah.
When the last time have your husband bought you flowers or did something, you know, nice and romantic for you?
She got allergies. She can't get them flowers.
Let me get flowers. She gave me some flowers like last week or something. I don't know if we bought them because he work at a restaurant, but
He do like most stuff for me all the time. Now as far as romantic, I have already accepted that my nigga is not what the books say romantic is, or the movies say romantic is. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's always flowers. It's not always.
That's your thing, huh?
Yeah, like, hey, I got you some shoes. Hey, I got you. He got me a hooded blanket a while back. Like, different kind of stuff like
that. Oh, that's
nice. Or like, hey, yeah, I brought you some. Or like, even shit like, when I be on my cycle, he'll come through with the Oreos. Like, here you go. Like, you already know what's up.
That's
so, that's in my mind, hey, that's romance. That's somebody who really care about you. And I don't really get gifts on the holidays or things like that. I get them when I get them. But I get them more often than not, if that makes sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you bring them Oreos, do they be the regular Oreos or the double stuff?
Oh no, I don't do the double stuff.
I don't like the double stuff. A motherfucker be double set fucking with them.
Look, I just started eating the cream in the side like a year or two ago because I'm like, I'm eating so many of them now, I got tired of peeling the cream off the inside. So
yeah.
I started eating them. But at first, I just used to eat the outside.
Yeah, but, please, I asked that question because I wanted to touch bases on what Hev said about, you know what I'm saying, like how people don't value each other no more. Like, with me,
right.
I feel like, you know, like the niggas I have fucked with, I'm fucking with somebody right now. I'm messing with somebody right now. And, you know, he's a good man and stuff like that. But I have to teach him how to be romantic. I have to show him, you know, things that I like and things that I need and stuff. I don't kind of like, you know, want to say that I'm preparing him to be a husband. But, I mean, if we gonna mess around, then I have to teach you how to love me. You know what I'm saying? Because people can say stuff, but women, we get turned on mentally before we get turned on physically. That mean like, well, you married, so it's kind of different for you. But me, I'm, you know, still, you know, messing around or whatever. But I have to be turned on mentally before I be turned on physically. That mean I can't even get wet for you unless I like you for real. Unless you done did something, you know, made me smile, not
from, like an older person.
Make you jump like a frog.
I understand
wheel.
What you're saying because I think everybody got
that
love language. You know what I'm saying? So if your love language is buying you flowers or whatever, you know, then yeah. And it's the same thing for him. You know, as long as it go both ways, it's supposed to go both ways. But I'm not going to always be doing stuff for you and you never do nothing for me. And when I don't, I stop doing stuff. You like, hey, how come you ain't do this? So, you know, like this. Like, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I
but
say
of course
one
communication
thing?
Is everything.
Go ahead.
Okay, when MC Light came out and said, I want a rough neck, gotta have a rough neck, all the women said, I don't want this dude opening doors and buying me flowers and being romantic. I want me a thug. So the women went to the thug mentality. So the little sweet man is romantic, hold the door for you and sit up there and let you order off the left-hand side of the menu, let you order some appetizers and all that. Okay, he too soft. I don't want him. I want the white thug.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
See, that's y'all age group.
That ain't what she meant. Hold on, hold on. That ain't what she meant. Look, we still like the roughneck, but we want a romantic roughneck, too. What she's saying is she don't want...
Nigga, roughneck gonna be romantic.
Hell yeah!
Nah, that was
I'm a bitch from the hood, but I'm from the hood, but I'm romantic as hell. You know what I'm saying?
And then he going to bed with his or going to hang out with his homie.
No, you can be romantic and still be a roughneck. What she mean is she don't want no guy that's all, you know, kind of like sensitive or kind of y'all in the stove and a nigga jump in front of y'all and, the, and your man don't say shit. Now y'all waiting 6-7 people behind y'all. You know what I'm saying? But still romantic. She still want to go home to, you know, you making a bath water, you know what I'm saying, getting a robe of her house shoes out and, you know what I'm saying, you opening the doors and stuff like that. Like, we still like that. But, you know, women do like a little roughneck.
Another thing, too, she was a young woman. That don't matter right now. She was a young lady.
Do you know what a roughneck is?
She likes.
Do y'all know what the meaning of roughnecking is? I'm curious.
Do y'all know
what the meaning of roughnecking is?
Is that when they neck black?
No, it ain't got nothing to do with color. Has nothing to do with color creed. A rough nigga is a nigga that come in and fuck you real hard for a short length of time. Or a nigga that come in and fuck you real hard for a long length of time.
Yeah, I like me a rough neck then. Come rough neck me then, nigga.
Ain't that romantic? That sound romantic to me. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, no, like,
that's called fucking. Making love is what you do after you get done fucking.
Yeah. That ain't no passion of love. That's sexual anger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's sexual anger.
I personally don't want to, like, make love to a guy who I'm just having sex with. I feel like that's very romantic and intimate. Like, my boyfriend, I have sex with. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I make love to.
Okay.
But if you just somebody that I'm hitting up from time to time or hitting up for some money or, you know what I'm saying, or we just got a friendship or something like that, don't get to making love and shit because that's how feelings start. And you know we don't got to catch feelings for each other because you a dog-ass, roughneck-ass nigga.
Which brings me to my next question. Do you like for a guy to finesse your body or bless your body?
Can you elaborate?
But you got to know the difference. You got to know the difference. Finessing means he's loving you in a sense. He's not in a rush, taking his time, trying to make you feel the way you should feel. So if a blessed nigga is going to come in, and he gonna half-ass roughneck you, but he also gonna use those same techniques at that other boy. It's a difference. Y'all just don't know it. Y'all been getting up with him all the time, and y'all don't know.
I can only speak on what I got going on, what I approve of. But I can say that I had to get used to, like opening doors for myself, because I was single for a minute and then the relationships I was in, they wasn't good, or like, you know, we worked at different times, so it wasn't a lot of quality time together. So it came to a point where, like, he used to slap my hands when I grabbed for the door, and I had to get used to that. Or like, he would open the car door for me to get in the car and slide over. And see, that's why I said he's different. He different. It's whatever. You got to pay attention to the person you with, is what I'm trying to say. In a book, no book tell you about the person that you love, you know? If y'all love each other, y'all going to get along. Y'all going to find a way. Hey, I like this. I don't like that, you know? And it's simple.
Fact.
But if a person don't pay attention to you, or you not paying attention to them, then, you know, it's like that. But, you know, like I said, it's like little acts of kindness for me. And then when it comes to me on the flip side, well, I like to work. I used to work a whole lot. I used to get money, but I like to do shit at home, too. Like, you could tell them I cook a lot. Like, I be doing shit from scratch. Sometimes I don't even want to go nowhere. I just cook it or whatever the case might be. Like, if we broke or something like that, if it's a special day, I just make something that we would normally go get. So it's like a give and take, you know?
Mm-hmm. And when I had money, I used to buy cologne all the time and stuff like that. The thing I bought him was a gaming chair because I knew that I had lost my job after I got sick. So I was like, I'm not going to have no money for a minute. So the last thing I bought him was a gaming chair. So, you know, we buy each other stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Very beautiful. You know, I was just thinking, you know, while we were talking, I think maybe we'll go to a couple of songs. You know, we don't want to give them too much too early. You know, we're getting to the end tonight. If you're tuning in online and like to join the show, hit us up. 323-642-1597. It is going down Friday afternoon. Y'all know how we do it, man. We got these cuts for you. So keep your ears locked.
Watch how my daddy stroke all up and down in the middle without trying to damage her. Got the gripping on the nigga, she's giving heavy D, I'm not trying to pamper her. Pulling that WWE the way your nigga take it by slamming her. All I can say is that mommy got juicy pussy and I doubt if I'm stammering her. We got the antidote, got the releasing on every stroke, giving the stamina. Shorty be loving how swift like the shit positions in the back of an Acura. For real, when I speak on the deck, that a nigga know how to back it up. Mommy be losing her mental, the dick make her tongue while she speaking the tongue. Damn it, that tongue, that shit making her dumb. Owning the pelvis, revitting the run. Now we still competing like I am the one. This dick got her feeling like that shit a drug. She get what she need and she falling in love. And she can see what she needs in the one. All we do is do the next. She wanna make a movie, she next. All of that payback and blow like a candle, huh? Or you just think it's throw it back up on a nigga while gripping the mantle, huh? Girl, you know I'm with that freaky shit, so if you with it, then we can just set it up. She know I like when we skip on the minor discussion, then we can go set it up. If I tell shorty that we about to watch a movie, she bringing the camera. Mama be having me bugging the way that she coming here colder than Canada. Watching her climb on the tank up and dropping, she wanting the doc to be scared of her. You're not just the one to rookie, I play hooky to get to the nookie. Like a sea, get my hands on her cookie. Got shorty moaning while she reach for the woody. Making her feel like she ready to bully. I'm ready to drill like a bus from a bully. Shorty's on it, I'm not giving a bully. Got her screaming, what did you do with me?
That shit, make a move, shorty.
All we do is do the next. She wanna make a movie, she next. She said, baby, I like when we do it next. Shorty, I hope you ready, I'm next. All we do is do the next. She wanna make a movie, she next. She said, baby, I like when we do it next. Shorty, I hope you ready, I'm next.
Like a Gina, body like Trina. I think I want a nasty girl, one on one, a grown girl. I think I want a nasty girl, the type of girl make me wanna chew all up her bubble gum. I know I want a nasty girl, lips and lungs, great for her tongue. I'm
grab my pussy and slap it on my ass, bitch, I'm wasted. Your Tennessee got me faded. 69 times put this pussy on your mind. I'm a nasty bitch, I like a choke on dick. Deep throat is down, hold my breath and bounce. Call me a bobblehead, I'm going full solid from the head. On the head, I'm getting wet, I'm trying to fuck, you know what's up. I'm on my nasty grind, make sure you come on time. Bust it on my face, watch me turn around. Stick it back and no ass can't fake. Fuck my mouth while I'm clapping. This ass all in your face while I'm jacking. Turn me over, fuck the pillow, I'll grip on where you fucking sober. Take the pearl, so I'm watching you. Cause I'm coming, going dumb on it. No matter how I run, will it beat me to the head, boy, until I get a contest. My own little nasty girl. Depend on how you beat it. Pressure bust the price to beat it up while I'm screaming. Even straight from the tub, sticking ass up in my hole. I can be a nasty girl if that cash go a purse. I like the way you take the pussy, turn around and break the pussy. Why pussy on the loose, contain it if you could. Blowing bubbles with the sperm, head back, I'm gargling. Eat me like a buffet, put this pussy on your plate. Eat my sick, while I take a shit. Put the cane on your lips, hold your mouth open like you're at the dentist. Suck my teeth like you're bending, being a fucking breast milk. I'm hitting everything, so why the fuck you ain't drinking? When I push down, I need about 5 rounds. Till I tap out, I'm waiting to swallow with my mouth. It's a fantasy, you get it now too. When you're pulling out your wallet, make sure you double check your pocket. Woo.
For the puss, wait, hit it in these big old ski. Ayy, feet on the bed. Ay, I fuck him up in the head. Suck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day I might leave him on red. Ayy, pop it, huh. Daydreaming by high rocket, huh. He hit my phone with a horse, so I know that me come over and ride it. I'm on the way, huh. Ride on that dick, I'm like, hey, hey. Usually I like to fuck, but like tonight we gon' make love cause you play. Huh. Nobody know, I fuck with him on the low. We never show up together, but I text him when I'm ready to go. Hey, I had a couple of shots at the bar. I'm finna play with that dick in the car. I got him swerving and breaking the law. Leaving with no tennis so nobody talks. Ain't nobody creeps like me, huh. Get what you need like me, huh. Ain't nobody got a funny tip, tiptoes and roll to the tip like me, huh. I got him addicted, he fiendin'. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treatment. He throwin' fit when I leave him. He like, baby, let me rub on you. Can I get a little love from you? My body addictive, it's driving him crazy. Don't know what to do without it. He fucking with you, I doubt it. They don't understand that I'm all in his head and it's nothing to do with my body. Been feeling for me lately, going crazy, crazy. I got what you need, I'm gonna give it to you, baby. Going crazy, crazy. Feeling for me lately, I got what you need, I'ma give you what you crave.
I'm a big old freak, I love to talk my shit.
And you must be a pussy boy if you get offended. Bitches seen the snow, they love me cause I'm cold. And you can't take no nigga from me, I got my control. I wanna fuck in the mirror, I like to look at your face when you in it. Come in the room and I'm giving commands. I am the captain and he the lieutenant. I need that neck like a motherfucking pendant. Need you to spit, make that motherfucker glisten. Tell him shut up, make that motherfucker listen. I bet he gon' like it, he won't do no tripping. Ain't nobody freaks like me, huh. Give what you need like me, huh. Ain't nobody got up on their tip-tip toes and roll to the tip like me, huh. I got him like dick and he fiendin'. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treatment. He throw a fit when I leave. Baby, let me rub on you. Get a little love from you. My body addictive, it's driving him crazy. I think I gotta run from him. Don't know what to do without it. He fucking with you, I doubt it. They don't understand that I'm all in his head and there's nothing to do with my body. You've been feeling for me lately, going crazy, crazy. I got what you need, I'm gonna give it to you, baby. Going crazy, crazy. Feeling for me lately, I got what you need, I'ma give you what you're craving.
He like when I rise to the top. Come down slow than the possum. Big old freak. Little bitty waist, but I love when he let me sit on his face. Yeah, bet you wish you could. Yeah, thought you really could. Do all the freaking shit I like to do. What's stacking my money, the number one move. Yeah, he said he wanna be fed. Rub up my juices while keeping me wet. Aquafina, super soaking wet. Got him feeling for it like a check. Yeah, he wanna eat on my ass. Blowing my hoe, then eat on his ass. Yeah, big old freak. Whips and chains, cause I'm a dominant. Yeah, pull on my hair, fold up my legs, smack on his ass while hitting the mass. Hot candle wax, watch it drip. Love it when he's sitting, take a sip. Rubbing these thighs, loving these thighs. You can see it all in the nigga eyes. Making this thing release the beat. Calling up for all my big ol' freaks. Left cheek, right cheek, make that ass clap. Drop it down low, then bring it up, make that ass clap. Left cheek, right cheek, make that ass clap. Drop it down low, then bring it up, make that ass clap.
Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
That's right, True West Radio. We back up in this thing one more game. Fat really. And y'all know how I'm going out, man. We got my people, Boot Ali, Mr. Anywhere, and my lovely lady, Sweetie, and Miss Make a Laugh in the building.
Yo!
What's going on? We back, man. We back for more of these seriously in the hot topics, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As I pause for the calls.
Yeah.
So what everybody eat today? Everybody had some good to eat today?
Hell no.
There she goes. There she go. She ready to bring up.
You about them women don't cook no more?
No. What type of women you mess with? I'll make sure that they get some and fit. You got to make sure that care about your insides and your out.
The ones that didn't grow up around their big mama. Because you grew up around your big mama. Your big mama said the way she's hard is through her stomach.
Grandma nowadays 45. Them the big mama.
The big mama nowadays 32. Oh, 32 big mama now.
My grandma was sitting at one thing. We came in the house one time and we smelled some food cooking. And my grandma laughed so hard because me and my sister was shook. We just look at each other. We say, it smells like food in here. We just kept looking at each other. She said, I'm cooking. And you should have seen the way we looked at each other. We both, you know, we leaned back like, what?
So fellas, is it true
the key to a man's heart is his stomach?
Yeah.
Mm.
So I don't know. I got a big stomach.
Right, me too. What's y'all favorite food? Y'all favorite meal? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not just a favorite food.
Huh? Eating. Just eating, period. It don't matter. Oh. Everything is my favorite.
So she make you a bowl of cereal, you happy?
Hey, long as the right time.
Long as it's the right time.
What time is the wrong time?
Long as the right time.
What time
the
is
wrong
the wrong
time?
Here.
So I'm gonna have no milk.
Yeah,
I can't even sit it without the milk. I'm running with the sour milk. Don't even know sour milk. Chicken milk before you make my cereal. And then don't be trying to dilute this shit with no water either. So like this milk can go another couple of days. That'll get you put out.
That's what the daddy said.
Immediate.
The daddy said on Friday, you better put some water. Put some water on that damn shit.
Hell yeah, yeah. But you know, after watching Friday and hearing it, my dumb ass actually got high and tried it.
It's disgusting.
And I realized for a whole month, I was doing like a child, you know, back when we were chill. We didn't get frosted flakes. We got corn flakes. So you had to add your sugar in there. You know. So, I found myself eating the motherfucking cornflakes with some cold ass water and putting sugar on it like I had milk. And I've been down with the cold ass water. You'll fuck around and eat a whole box of this shit.
Ice cold water.
You don't want to make the cereal with lukewarm water, nah. They ain't gonna last long.
My thing is, long as the milk ain't set out too long, I hate milk that's been sitting out too long. Y'all know like that aftertaste with milk?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't drink no milk. I don't drink no milk unless the cow is a Leo like me.
Well, ain't that about a bitch?
I need to know what the fuck type of cow this is. What's the zodiac sign? Because that's why the milk be fucked up if it's an Aquarius type of milk.
What the fuck wrong with Aquarius milk? We did almond type milk, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I like almond milk. I like almond milk.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried almond milk on Frosted Flakes? It changed your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget I put that almond milk with some Fruit Loops. Oh, you just got hooked.
No, it's the other one. The Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, yeah, you hooked on them, too. You hooked on and them corn pops and cocoa puffs. Yeah, all that.
Mm-mm.
Good.
Mm-mm.
When you have Rice Krispies, go hard in them motherfuckers. I know you got some more sugar. But, you know.
Talking about corn pops. That's nasty. You like
the smack
one?
Nigga, I like, hell yeah. I go to HEB and buy that off-brand and call them Cocoa Pops or Cocoa Puffs or something. I used to wear out them motherfuckers. I give you one of them bowls like Curry Head on Friday. And I mix some water with this shit.
In that bag, whatever they call them, fake ones, the ones in that white bag, they good. I ain't gonna care.
Yeah. Yeah. I got tricked into eating them motherfuckers. Now, I don't like chicks. That's some bullshit right there. That shit needs to remain a party or appetizer. You don't put no milk on that shit. That shit.
I like the right ones. The right
ones.
Yeah,
give me
King Biden. See, King Biden came out before King Von came out, so we was on King Biden when y'all was on King Von.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know no
Cuban
lunch.
That's what they started making jam crunch out of.
I'm going to make to the conversation. I had to put it on mute. But what y'all say about King Von?
I said we was on King Vitamins when Chicago was on King Von. We was eating King Vitamins.
Hey, look, y'all know, like, I don't know, like, every time I go out of town, they be saying stuff about, like, King Von and 63rd and shit. They hood not that lit as they make it seem. You know, music will really make some shit seem better than it is. You know what I'm saying? Or rougher than it is. I think a lot of people feel like Chicago is really rough and tough and got a lot of killing. If you come here and manage your business, ain't shit going on here for real. But booties and booty shakers.
I understand what you're saying. Fondren and Main is a railroad track and two gas stations. When they said meet me on Fondren and Main, so meet me at the gas station.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? The Unfatable.
The Unfatable. What's happening, bro? What's going on the west side?
The Unfatable, what up?
What's up? How's everybody doing?
Same as yesterday. Good, blessed.
Yeah.
I woke up the same size, so I guess I'm good. Shit. I looked at like Halle Berry in my nightmare last night. I'm sleeping in the same spot tonight. Shit.
Since you're feeling like Halle Berry, you know, I want you to do a little something to that ass up for me.
Ain't nobody really talk about what they had for lunch or breakfast or nothing today. I had some jack salmon and some chicken tenders. Them chicken tenders was as big as me, I'm telling y'all.
Yeah, you probably need to wash them holes in your mouth after you got to fuck with them Jack Maxwell.
You say what?
You probably need to rinse your mouth out with them motherfucking chicken strips after eating them Jack Maxwell.
Yeah. Yeah. What y'all have for lunch today?
Apples, grapes, things that you're trying to look for that should be free.
You said apples and grapes.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
Did you have any meat?
That's a dietary meal.
Okay.
That's a dietary meal.
I need
meal.
To be a dietary meal.
And El Pollo Loco don't taste that good out here. It probably tastes good out there, though, because, you know.
Yeah.
In the morning, I'm having pancakes and peaches.
Hey, hell, can y'all hear my background? Because my people is big and loud like me, but I don't want y'all to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Hold on. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I had to get on their ass.
That's all right. You know, we know how it is when a bunch of big people get together.
Yeah. Get together, get drunk, and get loud, and try to get the decorum down and shit.
Yeah, I'm probably playing cards and shit, too.
I love playing cards. Do we got any spade players on here?
Yeah.
I just learned today how to shoot dice, but they say people get killed over dice, and I ain't trying to die before I get my taxes.
Hey, you grab that money. If you grab that money, God dang it, you might die.
I'm good on that. Taxes coming. I ain't got time to die before no taxes. Fuck that.
Hey, don't be flashing your tax money. You didn't see that girl about 3 years ago. She got her money was flashing in the car. They ran by and snatched it out the window and took off running.
Oh, no.
Got it for 8 racks.
Oh, wait. 80 racks?
Eight racks.
Oh, okay, that was an eight rack. That was a setup. Somebody set her up.
Yeah, she had a buffoon move trying to flash and take a selfie.
Yeah, I don't show my money off. I don't even show my man off. People will take both of them. I'm good on that. Can't show your man or your money. People want both of them.
I don't believe it. I think that's stupid anyway, walking around with all that money. Like, I come from, you want to get your ass robbed or something like that. Because to be honest, you know, I always tell people I'm in disguise because I don't necessarily dress up. You might see me in some good cap on or any kind of hat, or I'd just be having on some sweats or whatever. But I don't want people to know that I'm going to cash a check and I just went to get, I got all this money on me and that, because where I'm from,
But let me ask y'all this. Do y'all feel like it's important to post your mate on social media? Not quite important, but do you feel like, you know, like, do you guys agree with posting your mate on social media, that you're in a relationship or that you're married?
Not unless I'm married.
Oh. Huh?
Not unless I'm married.
Not unless you're married. Are you married?
Right.
Huh?
Yes, right. My relationship until I'm married is not for the world to know.
Okay.
More people you have in your business, the more business you gonna have.
I like that. Now y'all know I'm still getting used to names and voices. So who said that?
It's Mr. Everywhere.
Mr. Everywhere. He probably got kids everywhere.
No, don't say that.
I done probably saw you on divorce court a couple of times.
No, you ain't gonna see me on there no time soon. If you see me on there, I'm the judge, the jury, and the executioner.
Oh, man.
I can just see your commercial now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put that hunky, huh?
Everywhere. When you call me, I can be everywhere. I can be the judge. I'll be on the stand. I can make the paperwork.
That's that all in one, Mr. Everywhere, Mr. All in one.
Yeah.
He doesn't do what else, man.
That's the uncle with all the money, Mr. Everywhere.
I'm glad you say that.
I can hear the balance in your voice. I know you got something put up in the bank or
well,
at home
got,
in the shoebox.
I keep money. That's the whole deal. Cause you know that's the first thing the women gonna say. You got some money? Say I got it, but I didn't say it for you.
Okay. So about how long do y'all think, you know, a woman should ask for money from a man?
She should never.
She should never ask for money from a man.
Ever. She should never ask for money from a man. When a man gives you, if you ask for money for a man, that means when he gives it to you, he owns you.
Oh, really?
Because you what, when, and how. Right.
Mm.
What context did you mean that? When you asked that question.
Yeah. So if your wife was low on funds
and she needed you to pay the light bill, your girl, your wife, et cetera, your significant other, and she asked you to pay the light bill, you feel like, you know, that's you know, not valid.
The girlfriend?
Okay, if she went out there and went clubbing with the homegirls and went out there and bought $125 worth of nails and $300 sew-in wig, and that was her light bill right there that she walking around with.
You charging
it's
the subject. That's something that men always do. So, if you like a woman to love a woman, you wouldn't help pay the light bill.
If we stay together, but if we don't stay together, no. Why would I do that for? I pay the light bill so Joe Blow can go over there and lay up underneath the ceiling fan and the AC while I'm not around.
Mr. Everyone, what's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, that's why. Y'all is crazy as hell.
No, that ain't crazy. That's just the truth. Now, let's say this. Would you pay your man light bill and you don't live with him?
Of course. I want my man in the lights. Right. Matter of fact, his phone needs to be charged because I'm going to call that motherfucker and, you know, you better not have no excuse. Oh, my lights out and nothing like that. You know, everybody not always financially stable. You know, some people need help sometimes, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's okay.
Okay.
We all, you know,
now,
been there.
Go ahead. I'm going to tell you something.
We've all been there when we needed a little help sometimes, you know. So if you ask me for some help, this don't got nothing to do with us having sex or somebody else having come to your house. This is what God put me in your life, you know, or God installed in me to help somebody else because God helped me out. You know what I'm saying? So why wouldn't I? If I got it, of course I'm going to help out. You know, why wouldn't I? I mean, that's a nice thing to do. And, you know, I get blessings every day. Why wouldn't I bless somebody else? It don't matter
okay.
who over there and what they doing while they there. You know what I'm saying? That ain't my business. That's between you and God.
So that's where you going to pay his light bill, right? Then he jump up and go buy a pair of Jordans and go to the club with his homeboy and he popping bottles, $250 bottles at the club the day before, I mean the day after or the same night that you gave him the money to pay his light bill.
That's cool. I'm doing what I'm doing out of my heart. I'm not doing what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, type shit. Whatever you do on your time, that's you. Okay, cool. But if you ask me for help, obviously you need it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't care what you doing with your money when I'm not around.
Everybody,
but you know what I'm saying? I'll pay
help.
The bill this time. But the next time, you know, if I see you doing that, then I'm going to, you know, say, like, you know, maybe I'll suggest, babe, maybe you should, you know, get your priorities straight before you do something like that.
But
you know,
you get your priorities straight from the gate. That's what we were just discussing, priority. See, people probably be mixed up because if he go shoot $800 worth of dice, then come back, somebody's light bill is due. And you go give him the light bill money. That means every time he get his money, he can go shoot dice because he don't know he can come to you and get the light bill paid, right?
No, not so this time. Cause next month I need my light bill paid. Shit.
Let me tell you the difference between a crutch and a kickstand. A kickstand will hold you up. A crutch, it crutches because you're crippled. You see, so once you become a crutch, you cripple in. You see, when you become a crutch, you crippled in. So. Once they
if
expect you to do it one time,
bill,
and you
I'll
do it one time, you got to keep on doing it. They say you got to do it 10 times before they feel guilty about anything. They got to cheat on you 10 times before they feel guilty. You know what? I feel guilty cheating on my old lady. He done did it 10 times. Now he's guilty. You know, I feel guilty taking this money from my old lady. He done did it 10 times before he feel guilty. So you're going to have to do it 10 times in a row before you can say, no, ain't no more. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't start it, you won't ever have to worry about ending it.
So, Mr. Everyone, do you believe in God?
Yeah, I believe in God. And God tell me don't be no fool.
But let me ask you this. Do you get blessings from God? You get blessings
from
God, right?
I get blessings all the time.
Do you feel like, you know, it's important to bless other people because you're blessed?
Okay, how many people you going to bless and then not bless yourself?
You count?
So you're going to go up there and get your hard-earned check every week and go bless everybody that's standing out there with a cup talking about I need some food. And
not all the time, but, you know, people go through stuff in life. You know what I'm saying? We go through stuff, but we ask God for forgiveness.
Okay, but if you go to the
store
with that $5 you give them, you're going to say, oh, Lord, bless me to bless him to get drunk. If he holding that sign with two hands, that means he can go work, right? Because he got two hands to hold that sign. Am I right or wrong?
You ain't wrong, Mr. Everywhere.
He got choices. You got a chance and a choice. He chose to go get drunk or be a druggie or whatever. He chose that. That's a chance and a choice. Every day you wake up, you got a chance and a choice. What you choose to do, that's your chance to make a life decision to make your day better today than it was yesterday. If you choose not to do it, that's on you. But don't lean on the next man that went out there and paid taxes on that money to give it to you so you can go indulge in what you want to do. Because you got things like kids, and you can be putting that same $10, $15 in a savings bond for your kids to go to college. But you're giving to a man to go get drunk or high. That's called real life, real world. You see?
doing wrong.
That's the difference. And now people know that they're going to stand out in front of Walmart with that little damn sign they done wrote with both hands and held it up with both hands. We'll work for food and we'll, and you go give them a goddamn loaf of bread and some sandwich meat and watch them throw it in the trash. They ain't trying to eat. They trying to go support their habits.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So until we stop
can y'all hear me?
Feeding into the narrative
yes,
of feeling
we can,
sorry
we can.
For folks
okay
who don't feel sorry for themselves
to
get up and go
too
get it. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. I want to ask a question, too. If somebody asked me, I would give them the money for the light bill if we don't live together. But you going to give me my money back because I'm not in that type of position and we don't live together. But when we first started living together, I still paid majority of my own bills. He started helping out because that's what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And he started putting money in everything. But once we got to a certain point, he was like, shit, okay, I'm going to pay the rent. I'm going to just pay the whole rent. I said, okay, well, I'll pay the utility. And it was a little bit more than the utility. So every now and then, if it was like, okay, I'm $100 short or I'm $60 short or something, I'll give it to him. On the rent, I stay there. It's my house. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna ask you for that back. But if I'm paying your bills at your house, I don't stay. You don't pay me back. I'm gonna help you, but you don't pay. Cause I will pay you back.
But do you think in today's society that they gonna pay you back? Cause his see that $20, that $40
I mean,
bill
to
give
where
to
I've been living at. I'm only talking about the life that I've been living, you know?
And then when you ask for it back, it's a funky 40.
No, it ain't going to be no 40. It's going to be what I gave you. Or else you would never get it from me.
Well, that's the point.
Like your credibility is a lot to me. You only got one time to play with me. You only got one time for me to see you play with somebody else, too. Because that keeps the way that you move in general. Anything you try with somebody else, definitely try with me. Especially if it's something sideways. I watch the way that people treat females. And females, and they talk to females. And men should watch the way that women treat men. Or how they want all men to treat them. Like, if you can see it. It's different.
Oh,
it's different.
That's the deal. Once you start something, you got to keep it up.
I just came in on a conversation I don't know nothing about, but it's all good. I'm listening.
What?
Hello, everybody. It's so glad to be here.
What up?
Huh?
What up, Scott?
Oh, hang like wet clothes and two broke niggas in the swap meet.
With that car and fast moving car.
So they was talking about if somebody asks you money.
Huh?
For if somebody asks you for money to help pay their bills that you was dating, would you help them? And would you expect them to help you if you needed help paying yours?
You know, it basically depends on the person. You know what I mean? Because you got certain people that you could actually be like, okay, I'm going to help you, and they'll actually pay you back. You know what I mean? But then you got some people that you probably helped them 100,000 times and they don't give you nothing back. But then you go and look online, they be like, look at my new flat screen TV. Look at my new car I just got. Well, goddamn it, don't you owe me a couple of dollars?
And you know who it's going to be every time, but it's just something. You still help them anyway. But we all know in the back of our minds
Oh, no. It's a whole lot of people. I will not help if I have the means to help them. Because if you start going back, because see, the thing about it is what people need to start doing is actually start logging in all of the stuff that people owe you. You know what I mean? I got a little red book, and I start putting that down there. Like, you know, this cat owed me this cat owed me that. Even if I didn't loan them no money, if I did, like, music for them or anything like that, they owe me this money. So then I just go back on the logs and go, nigga, you still owe me, like, $2,000. How you going to call it? Dang. You know, but yeah, I mean, it's a steep slope. Like I said, it depends on who the person is and all of that stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes you just can't, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over for the same person over and over, and they ain't really trying to, you know, look out for what you trying to do. Hell, we all need money.
My grandma said it best. She said, if I hand it to you, I'm going to make an enemy, and I want to keep my friends.
Right. Exactly. You know, and that's the thing about it, you know, because, you know, but then you got to see what the definition of a friend really is. You know what I mean? Because you got people that you can say that they, you know, you friends. But at the same time, they probably don't feel the same way about you. You'd be like, oh, that's my friend. But they don't probably look at you as a friend. They say you're a friend, but they don't actually look at you as a friend. Look at what fucking punk ass Frank Way. I thought that was my friend, and he just stab me in the back. I'm going to take the knife out my back and put it in here. And by the way, y'all go, I'm gonna drop the song at 8 o'clock. I'm dropping a new version at 8 o'clock, you know. The new version with the picture and with everything. Mm-hmm. Maybe 8, 9 o'clock, somewhere around there.
Because you like to brag a lot. In your heart.
But see, that's the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Because when you trust people, it's hard when you trust people and then they do something real fucked up to you to where, you know, you actually lose friendship. You know, I love all my friends. I was friends with this dude, Frank Wade, for over 15, 20 years. And then he going to do me wrong. He going to do JoJo wrong and all that stuff. And you know what I'm saying? So what, I'm just supposed to sit here and be like, oh, okay, it's all good, fuck it. No, it's not like that. I was talking to my homegirl, Sharon Hall. She was like, well, Scratch, you just need to let it go. It's going to make you look bad. I don't give a fuck what it make me look like. It's just for the simple fact that you fuck me and you fuck my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And you supposed to be my nigga. So that's the whole thing about the situation, depending on who it is, how it goes down, and all of that stuff. Because you got... Man, I used to sell dope, and I had to flush the dope down the toilet because the police was coming. Do you know the dude that I had the dope, who I got the dope from? The dude I got the dope from, I called him every single day and was like, man, I'm going to get it back to you. I'm going to make sure I pay you back. To where he got to the point to where this dude said, Scratch, don't worry about it. Let's just start over. Because luckily, he was down the street seeing the police coming in my house. So that's the thing about anything, no matter what. Because sometimes when you have people who really appreciate you, they'll call and be like, look, I know I owe you, man, but I this, that, and the other. That's appreciation. You get what I'm saying? Or am mm-hmm. I tripping?
Yeah.
You know, because
no,
what is
right.
So people have to fuck around and they have to just be like, look, I know I owe you. I'm going to get with you. I'm going to get with you when I can. But then you got people like this dumbass motherfucker, Frank Way. If you call him, he won't answer the goddamn call. You know what I'm saying? So those are the things, because the thing about being grown up is you got to be able to call them people that you owe money or call them people that helped you and all that stuff like that. People don't do that. They don't give a shit. They be like, fuck, I know I owe this nigga $1,000, but I ain't going to call him. Or if he called me, I ain't getting ready to answer. So it just depends on the situation of the people. Since I jumped in late.
Very valid point, valid point.
Yeah. So, I mean, it depends, you know. It's just on how you feel about people. And how the people feel about you. It's like that.
About how long would you let somebody borrow some money? Like, you know, about, you know, how long do it take for you to, you know, ask for your money back?
We offered it.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. 99% of the time, if somebody fuck around and if you let somebody borrow some money, 99% of the time, don't even think about getting it back. That's the only thing I can say. 99% of the time, don't think about getting that shit back. Just think of it as a good gesture on your behalf. You know what I mean? I did something good for them, you know. But then if somebody come back and say, hey, man, I got your money, you know what I'm saying? Then it's something different, but When you loan somebody some money, don't expect it back. Unless you just
fucking
with
yourself. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Somebody been on my ass for $40 or whatever. They let me borrow $40 or whatever, and I'm gonna give it back. But damn, like, I thought you was giving it. You offered it, so I didn't think that I was paying it back. If I knew that I was paying it back, then I wouldn't have asked for it. Shit.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, it's a difference between give me $40 and loan me $40.
No,
oh, I need $40.
Was,
you say, I need $40. Oh, I got $40 for you.
The thing was, my phone bill was due. And then the guy like, you know what I'm saying, I want to talk to you, so, you know, I'm paying your phone bill. Nigga, if you want to talk to me, then why the fuck I got to give you the money back, you know, for the bill? But, all right, you know, because I ain't no broke woman. I'm a woman about my word, but you going to get it when I give it to your ass because I was in the, you know what I'm saying, mindset that this was a gift. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the thing that people need to start doing is actually specifying exactly what this is getting ready to be about. You know what I mean? Do I got to pay this shit back? Or you giving it to me? Now, if it's some dude just trying to get at you and trying to talk to you, if a dude just trying to talk to you and he want to pay the phone bill just for you to be able to sit up there and he could sit up there and, you know, try to be gentleman and talk to you and shit, nigga, I ain't giving you shit back.
Well, that's why I tell you don't do it, because that's what I tell women. That means he bought you. And nowadays, if you take money from a man and you don't go give him what he wants, you find yourself in the goddamn ditch with your goddamn throat cut off.
because he know I don't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? So he want to keep talking to me and asking me when I'm getting the money. I'm like, damn, nigga, I'm going to give it to you. We work in the same field. So, you know, he got to see me at radio station and, you know, at events and stuff like that. I understand. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want him to keep fucking asking me every time he sees me.
Once you take it, he done bought you. And if you don't, depending on who it is, you might lose your life and your family be sitting up there mourning you over $60 or $100. It go on every day. I can pull up incidents in Ohio every day. They do it in Ohio. Them girls think they finessing a nigga, and he's like, okay, I see you at the mall with that nigga. Wait till I see her. I'm going to be there.
I'm finna ask you that. Do he take EBT?
Yeah, be like, I'll buy you some food. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's go get you a couple of steaks or something, some shrimp. You know what I'm saying? But it depends on the dude, man. You know, that's the whole thing. You know, when you got them old super ugly-ass motherfuckers or nobody or some dudes who can't get girls, those be the one to be psychotic. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the ones they try to finesse.
That you know, it'd be like, damn, no woman like me, but I like her. I like her. You know what I'm saying? And those be the motherfuckers that be psychotic, but fuck. I mean, a nigga like me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, nigga, I know I could, you know, get some chicks if I wasn't married. You know what I'm saying? I get chicks. I got that. You know what I'm saying? But a whole lot of motherfuckers, they just... Some them ugly motherfucking toe up ass niggas who finally find a girl who kind of low key like them or think that, no, man, the motherfuckers, man. Yeah, they might be the one to kill you or kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, I would figure that, hell, if a beautiful woman ain't getting ready to try to be going out with no goddamn troll anyway.
Well, that's what they do. If he's sitting up there and I got money, then they, okay, I'm going to go get his money. Then they sit up there, oh, she playing with me. She up there with this other dude. Oh, she playing with me. She ain't putting out. Okay. When I catch
if you use a nigga for the money, then it's going to really be something different.
Well, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And what I told him at the start of the show, you take a man money, he done bought you. That means you either gonna either do what he say, or goddamn, you gonna die trying.
Or he gonna feel like you owe him. You owe me, goddamn
it. No, you gonna do what he say, or you gonna die trying. The minute he see you with another man, he gonna be ready to kill you. I'm just stating facts.
Well, it's all good. Mr. Edward, I understand. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the whole thing about it is none of us men on this motherfucker will be like that.
No, I got too many. I get too many women. That last deal, and I tell them in a minute, we go eat all day long. You say all that fancy stuff. Oh, I got some layaway now. Okay, that's your, that ain't got nothing to do with me. My bill do. Your bill could do 30 days ago and 30 days before that. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
I'm too near you not to hear you.
We ain't married.
You got people, you know, it's people that got obsessions, you know, with certain women, especially if they basically wagging their tail at them, but they ain't getting no tail. But they keep on trying their best to fuck around and supply them with what they need. Supply them with what they need. And then at the end of the day, when the motherfucker go like, well, goddammit, I done paid your phone bill twice. I done paid your water bill. I done paid your bills. This, that, 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 that. And then the motherfucker
depends on how fine she is, huh?
Oh, no. I mean, hell, shit. Fine ain't got nothing to do with it sometimes. It's companionship. Because some men don't, they don't know how to have companionship with nobody. They don't know even know how to go and get women. They look in the mirror every day trying to see how they can make themselves look better, but they ugly as fuck, and they don't think that they could go out there and ask a woman about anything. And the only thing the motherfuckers don't understand, the only thing the girl can say is no.
Yep.
The only thing the girl can say is no. Hey, how you doing? My name is Scratch. You know what I'm saying? How you doing? No, I'm all right. I got a boyfriend. All right. Shit, move on to the next one. But some people don't even have that in them to where they could do it. So once they find somebody who they going to leech on to, that's when the motherfuckers start acting crazy and shit.
The rage.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When he thinks that you lead him on to think that you're going to be his girlfriend, and then you sitting up there taking his money, then he look up and see you walking around the mall with somebody else and saying, okay, when I see her again, I'm going to go, and she going to think we going out to eat on the fancy day and cut her goddamn head off and throw her in the dumpster, wrap her up in the damn blanket. They do it all the time. They do it all the time. You go look at her, 23-year-old, 28-year-old, 40-year-old, in Ohio all the time.
You burnt out like a motherfucker.
That man had his girlfriend underneath a mattress for a whole year in the apartment he had moved out.
That nigga went from dating to cutting the head off type of shit.
Yeah, they do that. I'm finna show you. I'm finna send an article to you, Scratch. I'm finna send an article to you.
It ain't everybody though. You know what I mean? I mean, I know you everywhere, but it ain't everybody who do that. Some motherfuckers just sit up in the corner and cry. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm talking about. It ain't always about, you know, you got maybe 2% of motherfuckers that actually go there. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, I'm going to tell you something, bro. If your ass is ugly, you know you ugly. That's just the bottom line. Because you done been called ugly all your goddamn life. Get your ugly ass out of here. Get your ugly ass up.
Yep,
so with but see, an ugly motherfucker with money, look at Dennis Rodman. That is one of the ugliest motherfuckers in the world. But when he got money, shit, them goddamn women didn't give a fuck about how ugly he was. He know he got picked on as a kid and all that shit. But then when he got money, oh, that ugly just went out the window. You know what I'm saying? How many ugly motherfuckers you know who got money, who got some bad chicks? Oh, but the ugly motherfuckers without no money ain't got no bad chicks.
Yeah, I just feel like if you ugly, you need to have some money or some good sex. One or the other.
The ugly motherfuckers don't
ugly,
have confidence.
If you ugly, you ain't gonna get no sex.
Yes, you is.
Unless you got money.
Ultimately, people
you gotta have money to get. Look, an ugly nigga ain't gonna get no. Be like, unless that nigga pull out his dick and go, she be like, damn, that motherfucker big. I need that. ugly nigga is not gonna get no sex.
Yes, he is.
I'm just
your personality. And that's what I'm saying. As a woman, you have to be turned on mentally before you be turned on physically. You know what I'm saying? So you could be ugly with a good personality. You know what I'm saying?
But most of the time, if the nigga's ugly, wait, most of the time when a nigga is ugly, you ain't going to get that nigga ugly nigga no chance.
Unless you got
money. No, that's a lie. Because, look, why wouldn't I want an ugly nigga? That means don't nobody else want you. That means I want you. Because don't nobody else want you.
Get the fuck out of here. If a motherfucker
you know
is ugly, if you see a motherfucker look like, okay, let's see. Who the nigga who, yeah, Shabba Ranks. Look, so let's see. Who is the motherfucker that you say, who is the motherfucker right now that you would say, if that nigga come, I'm fucking him. I mean, an actor or whatever. An actor, a musician, or a model, you'd be like, man, I will fuck him. Because if somebody, everybody got somebody that they will fuck around when they take. Because I love Rihanna.
Me
you
too.
Know what I'm saying?
You
if
like
I
Rihanna?
See Rihanna.
Yeah, I love Rihanna too.
Rihanna. So you know what I'm saying? So now, what be the man that you love like that?
Lady?
What's the question? I'm sorry.
What's the dude that you want to fuck?
That you would be like that? I said Rihanna with me. But I'm talking about with you. What man would you be like, nigga, I'm getting naked right now?
Like The Rock or something?
I'll have to say like a Moneybagg Yo or so. So I'm ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll say a Denzel Washington. You know, 20 years ago, I loved Denzel Washington or so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, that's what I'm saying. So now, here come the average ugly ass nigga, and he don't look nothing like Denzel.
But he got a bag.
But he got a bag.
It depends on how he makes me feel. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't even get that nigga a time of day. He'd be like, hey, shorty, how you doing?
Yes, I would. I told you my logic. If he ugly, nobody else wants him.
Hey, shorty, how you doing? You know what I'm saying?
I'm
he'd be like, I'm all right.
I love y'all. And then you a lie and say you got a man,
even though you don't have no man.
You know, they say you're not ugly, you just broke, though. So how ugly is he really?
Okay,
you
wait a minute. That's a good ass thing right there, baby. Because look, what if he's ugly and broke? So you ain't get ready to get that nigga no time of day. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to be honest with you. The conversation went way over my head because it's a little bit more superficial than I think like. But your personality got a lot to do with it. Like, your personality makes you look ugly as hell to me. And that's the truth. Like, I don't care what you got on. I don't care how much money you just spent. I do not care. Like, you start talking a certain kind of way, I'd be like, look at this Popeye, big-eared motherfucker talking shit. Like, fuck this nigga. It don't matter how much money you got. This nigga's going to have to move around talking this bullshit.
I was in East St. Louis, and we was out there doing a show. And I'm telling you, this goddamn girl was the most beautiful motherfucker I ever seen in my life. But as soon as she opened her mouth, all that shit went straight ugly. You know what I mean? Because that's the thing about it is, you know, the whole thing about, man, this girl was pretty. I'm talking about no stretch mark, no nothing, no, I'm going, God damn, she fine as a motherfucker. And as soon as she opened her mouth, all that goddamn shit went right out the window.
With her breast stuck or something or what?
My nigga was like, dude, she crazy as fuck. I don't give a fuck. She was fine as a fuck. I'm talking like, oh my God. Nigga, John hit the floor on some cartoon type of shit. But as soon as she opened her mouth, all that motherfucking fine went right out the window.
Crazy.
And I'm telling you, you got a bad personality, you start frying and stuff, ugly shit start appearing to you, and you be like, look at him. Like, you know, one side of his face, he twitching, or he can't sit still, or like, you know, his eyes is not, they too far apart, or, you know, this motherfucker got pointy ears and shit. Like, just imperfections start appearing. The more people's personality get bad for me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the whole thing about it is a whole lot of people know how to mask. They crazy. You know what I'm saying? They fuck around. They be like, oh, shit, I like him. But they crazy is in the cut.
Okay, cool.
The crazy be in the cut like a motherfucker. They done hid the crazy.
Yep.
So as soon as you start falling for the motherfucker, here go the crazy getting ready to jump out. That's the same thing with women. Oh, shit, I'm feeling her, and I like her. Oh, shit, everything going good. Oh, shit. And then that goddamn crazy come out, then you be like, fuck. I didn't see that coming. I'm just saying, that's real shit. I don't give a damn. All y'all motherfuckers got some kind of crazy in y'all. Let's get ready to make something fucked up somewhere. Not let motherfuckers know that the crazy is in you already. Because I damn sure will let anybody know that, I got some crazy in me. It just depends on, you know, what you gonna do to make me crazy. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm just saying. All y'all got some crazy in everybody. I don't give a damn who you are. It's some goddamn shit in your corner of that brain that's crazy as a motherfucker.
I'm a woman. I know I'm crazy. I'm a woman and crazy.
Oh, yeah. I know shit. I'm a man. I know I got some crazy in me. Why you think I'm trying to, I want to go and kill Frank Wade? I got some crazy in me for real. I'm
That's
just saying.
That's how we go end it.
Yeah, I go itchy on their ass. But I ain't scared to say it. You know what I'm saying? And a whole lot of people will be scared to tell them about people about they crazy. Hell, I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this on the radio, but yeah, I do. I want to go and choke his motherfucking whole neck loose. That's my crazy, because it's two of me. It's scratching, it's itchy. Now, when itchy come out, that's a whole nother story. Hell, I gave Truly a itchy. She got an itchy, too. So you got Truly a you got Julia, and she got a whole nother other motherfucker in her too.